2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The First Lady's Visit.
First Lady Jill Biden will be making her way to Utah this afternoon.
She'll be promoting her husband's spending bills and encouraging more people to get vaccinated. We'll get to that story in just a moment, but first.
We have a developing story out of the Granite School District where last night their school board meeting was forced to end early after a group of parents got very local and disrupted, very vocal rather, and got disrupted the meeting.
They're upset their kids will have to finish the school year wearing masks. We begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik. John?
Amanda, Granite School District spokesman Ben Horsley says the board meeting last night was going through its regular process and everything was relatively normal. That is, until the meeting reached the public comment section. At that time, some parents started sounding off on the continued mask requirement in schools.
Let us evaluate our individual circumstances regarding masks that are in the best interest of our families.
Section ended, some people with the group Utah Parents United started shouting down the board, and that's when leaders with the school board decided to abruptly end their meeting. The protest last night comes with less than 2 weeks left in the school year for the Granite School District. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Public schools must keep masks around under the state mandate for about one more month, but other health orders related to the pandemic are now over. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues on live team coverage. Mary?
Yeah, Tim, those exceptions are that masks stay in the public schools for a little bit longer, till about June 15th or the end of the school year, whichever one comes first for those districts. Now, UTA is also going to keep masks mandated on their buses and tracks and front runner through September. Businesses can choose for themselves, and individuals, of course, can also do what they want. But local governments like Salt Lake City, Salt Lake County, Grand County, those can no longer require masks in public nor social distancing. Megan Gillia says it's time.
I'm all for it. I mean, if you still want to, then go for it. But all of us shouldn't have to if we don't want to.
There were three criteria that had to be met under the bill to lift these restrictions. One was case rates. Second was the ICU utilization from COVID cases. And third were first doses of the vaccine. And yesterday, Utah hit 1.6 million first doses. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The First Lady's Visit.
First Lady Jill Biden arrives in Utah today for a quick visit, and she will spend her time on the west side of Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas reports that makes one member of Utah's legislature very happy.
State Representative Angela Romero says she was ecstatic last week when the White House called to say First Lady Jill Biden would be visiting her city and her West Side legislative district.
I really appreciate the First Lady staff and her events team for working with me and many other community leaders within the Latinx community.
Dr. Biden will greet students and teachers at Glendale Middle School and then go to a pop-up vaccination clinic at Jordan Park. Representative Romero says the visit shows a connection to essential workers in the most diverse community in the state. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
We'll have a lot more on the First Lady's visit at the bottom of the hour, and be sure to check in this afternoon for live coverage as the First Lady's plane lands in Salt Lake City.
KSL's top national stories this hour, a shift in strategy by health officials as vaccine demand slows down.
A new strategy in the race to vaccinate Americans. The Biden administration shifting focus away from federal mass vaccination sites to a more targeted approach, zeroing in on areas with high demand and low access and communities reluctant to get the shot.
We're going to have to bring the vaccine to people who are less eager.
Right now, about 32% of Americans are fully vaccinated, but demand for the shot is falling.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting.
Police in Nashville, Tennessee say one of their officers was set up and then shot by a 22-year-old who called 911.
It's very concerning what our officers are being confronted with over the past few weeks is very concerning.
Nashville Police Department spokesman Don Aaron says his officers are on edge. He also says the officer who was shot had non-life-threatening injuries to his left arm. The suspect later took his own life.
Attorneys for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin are asking for a new trial. They say there was jury misconduct after it was found one of the jury members previously attended a rally wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt with the graphic, "Get your knee off our necks." Chauvin was convicted of killing George Floyd by kneeling on his neck.
That defense motion for a new trial is expected in high-profile cases like this one. The prosecution has already responded, saying they will vigorously oppose that motion. As for the juror, Brandon Mitchell, he says the decision to convict was based solely on the evidence.
ABC's Alex Perez reporting.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.